everyone. Welcome back to Boys R Us, where we bring you the stories of sports legends who changed the game forever. I am your best friend, Caden Sutton. Today, we're stepping up to the plate to talk about baseball icons, one of the greatest of all time, Babe Ruth. His name isn't just a part of baseball history. It's a part of American culture. How did a young boy from a rough Baltimore neighborhood rise to become one of the most famous baseball players the world has ever known? Let's find out. Let's rewind the clock. Born George Herman Ruth Jr. in 1895 in Baltimore, Maryland. Babe Ruth didn't just have an easy start in life. As a young boy, he's often got into trouble. And at just 7 years old, his parents sent him to a strict reform school, St. Mary's Industrial Schools for Boys. And here's where fate stepped in. At St. Mary's, he met Brother Mahatis, a coach who saw something special in young George. Under Mahatis' guidance, Ruth honored his baseball skills, and before long, his talent was impossible to ignore. At just 19 years old, Ruth was signed by the Baltimore Orioles as a pitcher. Yes, you heard that. A pitcher! But that wouldn't be his only claim to fame. Soon, he was picked up by the Boston Red Sox, when he became one of the best left-handed pitchers in the league. But destiny had bigger plans for him. In 1919, something happened that changed baseball forever. The Boston Red Sox, who sold Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees, and with that, the curse of the Bambino was born. While the Red Sox struggled for decades without a championship, Babe Ruth became the face of baseball with the Yankees. No longer just a pitcher, he unleashed his true power as a slugger, hitting home runs like no one has ever seen before. And the records? Oh, they came fast. In 1920, he smashed an unheard of 54 home runs in a single season, more than entire teams has managed before. And he didn't stop there. The very next year, he crushed 59 homers. But his crowning achievement became in 1927, when he set a record with 60 home runs in one season, a record that stood for 34 years. Babe Ruth wasn't just a baseball player. He was an American icon. He played in a time where people needed heroes, and he gave them something to believe in. Whether it was visiting sick children in hospitals, signing thousands of autographs, or hitting home runs that made people jump out of their seats, Ruth was larger than life. In the 1926 World Series, while sick with the flu, he hit 3 home runs in a single game. And in 1932, he gave us the legendary called Chod, where he supposedly pointed to the stands before smashing a home run exactly where he had aimed. By the time he retired, Babe Ruth has 714 career home runs, a record that stood for nearly 40 years. He was a 7-time World Series champion and the first true superstar in baseball history. His legacy, it's eternal. But even legends face challenges. Ruth was known for his wild lifestyle. He loved the nightlife as much as he loved baseball. Some doubted whether he could stay at the top. He always proved them wrong. And when he finally stepped out of the game, his impact never faded. He was one of the first 5 players inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1936. And to this day, his name is synonymous with greatness. Even after his passing in 1948, Babe Ruth's influence remains unmatched. from kids playing baseball in their backyards to major leaguers chasing home runs records. His spirit lives on. And every time you see a towering home run sail in the stands, remember, it all started with a Sultan of Swat. So what can we learn from Babe Ruth's story? It's about more than just baseball. It's about overcoming obstacles, believing in yourself, and never being afraid to take a big swing. Babe once said, "Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game." And that's a lesson we can take all with us, whether on the field or in life. And that's the incredible story of Babe Ruth, the kid from Baltimore who became the greatest baseball player of all time. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment with your favorite Babe Ruth moment. Who should we cover next? Let us know. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, always swing for the fences.